Hello, and welcome to Market Muse, the show that provides access, insight, and guidance on how to best navigate the luxury real estate market in Southern California. I'm Warren Dow, founder and CEO of M3 Media and publisher of Digs Magazine. So what's happening in the housing market? Home prices are on fire and look to continue to stay hot through the balance of 2017. Home prices are on fire and look to continue to stay hot through the balance of 2017. According to its recently released Home Price Index, or HPI, CoreLogic reported that home prices are up both year-over-year and month-over-month. Nationwide, home prices increased year-over-year by 6.9% in April compared to April 2016 and increased month-over-month by 1.6% in April 2017 compared with March 2017. The CoreLogic HPI forecast indicates that home prices will increase by 5.1% on a year-over-year basis from April 2017 to April 2018. CoreLogic also reported that U.S. homeowners with mortgages, which is roughly 63% of all homeowners, have seen their equity increase by a total of $766.4 billion since the first quarter of 2016, an increase of 11.2%. Today, nearly 9 million borrowers have regained equity since the height of the housing crisis in 2011. On the other hand, the total number of residential mortgages with negative equity decreased 3% from the fourth quarter of 2016 to 3.1 million homes, or 6.1% of all mortgaged properties. CoreLogic chief economist stated 1 million borrowers achieved positive equity over the last year, which means mortgage risk continues to steadily decline as a result of increasing home prices. And there's more news on mortgages out. Freddie Mac just released its primary mortgage market survey showing these 30-year fixed mortgage dropping for the fourth consecutive week and hitting its lowest level in nearly 7 months. 30-year fixed mortgages averaged 3.89% with an average 0.5 point for the week ending June 8, 2017, down from last week when it averaged 3.94%. For reference, a year ago at this time, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 3.6%. With the market so hot, one has to wonder what's happening with home flipping, the practice of buying and selling the same property within a 12-month period. Well, Atom Data Solutions just released its first quarter 2017 U.S. home flipping report, which showed that home flipping fell to the lowest level in 2 years during the first quarter of 2017. Interestingly, at the same time, the share of those flips using mortgage financing rose to a 9-year high. The company reported that there were 43,615 single-family homes and condos flipped during the 3-month period, down 8% from the previous quarter and 6% from a year ago. Flipping accounted for 6.7% of all single-family home and condo sales during the quarter, an increase of 5.8% in the fourth quarter, but unchanged from a year earlier. So what's up with the millennials? The National Association of Realtors just released its 2017 Home Buyer and Seller Generational Trend Study, which found that millennials were the largest group of home buyers at 34% for the fourth consecutive year. By comparison, baby boomers were 30% of buyers. Millennials have been fairly slow to get into the market, but we are seeing an uptick in millennial buyers this year, which is a good sign because as home value rise, we want a wider number of people to participate in this housing recovery, said Lawrence Yun, chief economist at NAR. There's a pent-up demand, and as the economy continues to improve, we expect to see more people in their early 30s, adults who are still living with their parents, clearly not their idea of the American dream, to begin to look for their own housing units, he concluded. In other housing news, economists at Freddie Mac see the U.S. housing market on track to eclipse last year as the best in over a decade. The company's May outlook gives credits to the housing market's strong start to 2017, in part to the surprising downward movement of interest rates since March. After rising 4.3% in March, mortgage rates have dipped back down near the 4% range and have been holding steady. The general sentiment is that the Fed will increase rates a few times before the end of the year. All told, Freddie Mac thinks 2017 is shaping up to be the best year in housing in over a decade. Finally, Fannie Mae has declared it's a seller's market. Based on Fannie Mae's monthly national housing survey, the net share of Americans who said that now is a good time to buy a home reached a record low of 27%, a decrease of 8%, while the net share who stated that it was a good time to sell a home reached a record high of 32%, a gain of 6% in May of 2017. Fannie Mae said it was only the second time in the survey's history that the net share of those saying it's a good time to sell surpassed the net share of those saying it's a good time to buy. In fact, the sell component is 19 points higher than the same time in 2016. All of this makes perfect sense since the market has been on fire and continues to stay hot. So that's it for now. Thanks for tuning in. Look for more Market Muse episodes soon. Check out our podcast on iTunes, and we welcome your questions, comments, and suggestions for future episodes in the comments below. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll see you on the flip side.